Talking Birds. Keeping you company overnight, John Lewis.
Good morning, great to have your company here at 6PR, and now we're about to go to London once we can get the satellite in position and the telephone lines wired up to cross to our very popular London correspondent, the one, the only, Lady Ellie. How are you, Lady Ellie?
Tally-ho, John, how are you?
Well, I'd like to say on top of the world, but really here in Down Under, it's not quite accurate. I should be suggesting, though, that you'd be on top of the world, wouldn't you, Lady Ellie?
Well, that's right. I'm up over and you're down under.
Oh, something like that. Hey, what right royal news do you have for us today?
Well, gossip is running riot throughout London and all of the UK that an engagement announcement between Prince William and Kate Middleton is imminent. Kate, of course, has been William's long-running girlfriend. They live together at university. Kate now has a £800,000 flat in London, and Prince William stays over. The other day she got a parking ticket for £100 because they'd changed the parking regulations outside her house. As a result of that, we've seen her coming out of nightclubs with Prince William, looking very regal, but with at one point 10 police officers had to be called in because of the paparazzi that had been covering her. She's in a very difficult position because she's still really, in effect, a commoner. She's dating a royal, and she's not yet engaged. Therefore, she's not entitled to protection. However, she started at Jigsaw, which is a fashion company over here, because there was rumours that all she was doing was going shopping. So she's now started as a junior buyer, and she now has a police escort, which is a top tip that we can expect reasonably soon a royal engagement announcement. She turns 25 on Tuesday. Now, both her and Prince William have said they were in no rush to get married, but all the signs are there. I mean, Kate has lunch with the Queen on a regular basis. She's said to be very popular with the Queen. Against all odds, she's remained very regal. You never see photographs of her drunk. You never see photographs of her falling out of cars without her knickers on, as you do with Britney Spears and that lot. So we're hoping very soon to see that the palace will make an announcement, and that will come by way of a sign being posted on the front of Buckingham Palace and a royal announcement from the Queen herself. And in fact, her favourite grandson has got engaged.
So it's a done deal that they'll get married. Is that the way it's seen?
It seems that is the way it's going to be. I mean, no king or future king has ever lived with his girlfriend prior to getting married. So it seems that Prince William wouldn't have taken the decision to live with Kate and to do so openly unless he was very, very serious about that. And we know that Prince Charles has been building them or building Prince William what will be a future home for him and his princess. So hopefully Kate's the one, and we do think that announcement will come very soon. As an aside, on New Year's Eve, Prince Harry had his last cigarette. He's a heavy smoker, and his New Year promise was to give up smoking, so we're on the lookout now for whether he's bumming a fag from anybody.
I'll give him a break, poor fellow. Now, what about the other royal family? What about Posh Spice? I understand that she wants to be the breadwinner, is that right?
Well, that's right. Of course, the Queen may live at Buckingham Palace, but Posh Spice and her husband, David Beckham, live at Beckingham Palace. Now, Posh has become good friends with Katie Cruz, as she's now known, and she's been over in the US looking at very expensive homes over there, one, in fact, around the corner from Tom Cruise and Katie, and she's wanting to spend 6 months of the year in the US and 6 months of the year in the UK because it's expected that David will give up playing football. David, however, is not so excited about forking out £10 to £20 million on a house over there. But Posh has decided that if he's not going to play football, she's going to be the breadwinner, and she's pushing very, very hard. Of course, the Beckhams have got, you know, deals everywhere. They've got deals in Japan where they're incredibly well-known and well-liked. They make a lot of money there. Posh has got her own jean company. She's designing children's wear. And there's all the endorsements that David Beckham does, as well as the soccer. So we'll see what goes on there. But she is copping a bit of flack at the moment for looking very, very skinny. She says, again, she's denied that she's got any eating disorder. She just thinks very carefully about what she eats.
Sure, of course. Probably all those skinny lattes have had an adverse effect on her.
I think that might be the case. But, of course, another person who I hear who is potentially going to be very popular in Japan is your good self, John, because Wasabi TV wants to run your television show.
That's right, yeah. Well, I don't know how you found out about that, but that's...
news travels fast in the world of media.
You find out about stuff like that. Yeah, it's a popular website, wasabitv.com, and they sent me a little email saying, John, we want to get hold of your TV show. So, Ali, somehow we've got to get you... we'll get my people to talk to your people and get permission to get you on that program as well, because that would be great. I think there are so many other forms of media that are just bursting to get hold of you, and with the information you get, like Kylie Minogue, how did you get the scoop on this story?
Well, of course, Kylie had a New Year's concert over here, which was her first concert in the UK since she was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a phenomenal success. They actually built a dance floor for 3,500 people in the concert hall where they held it. Elton John was there. Everybody that was there. It was a huge success. And, of course, Kylie probably burst into tears on when they counted down to the new year. But it is in a sense a homecoming for her, although she is having a little bit of problems with her boyfriend Olivia. Now, he saw her through the breast cancer, but he's apparently given her an ultimatum: move permanently to Paris or the relationship is over. So we're still waiting to hear more on that. It is a little bit harsh. I mean, he was spotted out with a very sexy young model, and apparently Kylie cut short her trip to Australia to fly back and give him the inquisition over that. And the end result of that was you've got to spend more time in Paris. But another woman who's making the headlines over here, and I just have to briefly mention, is, of course, Heather Mills McCartney. And, she was dressed in a cowboy hat and tight-fitting jeans for a meeting with her very highly expensive and high-powered lawyers. They went to Starbucks down the road from where the lawyer's office is, and, of course, she was there. Now, you know, if you want to not be photographed, don't dress in a cowboy hat and tight jeans and, you know, make it aware who you are. A young lady who was there saw her, recognized her, thought she looked fabulous, tried to take a photograph of her with her mobile phone. Heather got her, kicked her in the bottom with her fake leg, because she only, of course, has one real leg, bruised her bottom, and then grabbed her by the neck and threw her out of Starbucks. The police were called. They will be interviewing Heather. In fact, I think they're doing it today, or they did it yesterday. And then, of course, Heather probably broke down and said, "It's all too much. I'm going through a divorce and I'm trying to raise a child," and, you know, the whole thing. So Heather is, if you like, on the edge, as we like to refer to her here. Lady Mucka is her name, and she's just revealed plans today that not only does she want to start a chain of vegetarian restaurants in the United States, but she's also planning on launching her own perfume. I hope she doesn't call it Lady Mucka, because it's going to smell, isn't it?
It will stink. Oh, dear. You can't blame her for wearing cowboy clothes, because after all, those clothes are synonymous with rustlers, aren't they, Ellie?
That is very, very true. But, you know, we're over here. We're a little bit sick of her and her stories about how hard done by she is. It is rumoured, though, that the barristers representing her and Paul have done a deal that is a $120 million deal, which in Australian dollars is about $250-260 million for the period of her lifetime to look after her and Beatrice. But we're yet to see that happen, so to come to fruition. So we're waiting with bated breath as to what will be the outcome of that divorce.
Too much. What about Leo Sayer? He's a remarkable musician and entertainer. He seems to be getting more and more popular.
He is. I mean, I've met Leo on a number of occasions, and he is a great guy. He is, what you see is what you get, a really friendly, chatty chap. He's not posh. He's not a diva. He doesn't come in and demand, you know, croissants but with the ends cut off or anything like that. And he's Celebrity Big Brother has just started over here, and he and Jermaine Jackson, of course, Jermaine Jackson being the brother of Michael Jackson, are two of the celebrities in the house this time around. And Leo is turning out to be the real star. Of course, he is now living down under, but he's come come to the UK, because he said, what else do you do in January but come to the UK and spend your time in the rain? But he's taken over as a real personality in the House, and we really love him. And I love him because I think he's great and I know him personally. So I'm gunning for Leo to win.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, he was it. More than words can say. He Orchard Road, so, and I can dance. I can dance. Long, tall glasses.
Yeah. And, you know, his hair is still as frizzy as ever.
Of course.
And the last time I saw him, he said, you know, it's not a wig. And I said, go on, prove it. And he proved it. So, I did pick a hair out of his head, so it definitely isn't a wig.
Lady Ali has removed a piece of Leo Sayer's hair from the top of his head.
What can I say? A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
I knew you were famous, but that is so famous. I think, Lady Ali, I take my hat off to you. Please don't touch my hair. And we look forward to talking to you next chance we have the opportunity. Thanks, Lady Ali.
Tally-ho, John.
All the way there. Live. Oh, yes, thanks, guys. Oh, they like it too. Live from London, London Town, all those kilometres away on the other side of our planet, but happy to talk to us too, which is just great.